This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and His blessings on this 9th day of Jumad al-Ula 1444, corresponding to Sunday the 4th of December 2023. We commence with the Islamic economic indicators for today. The Zakat Nisab is 7,900 rands. The Mahar of Fatimi is 19,600 rands and the minimum Mahar is 400 rands. A very warm welcome to our esteemed Mufti Sahib as well as the directors and the sound engineers of the various radio stations and the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba Online, Voice of the Ahlul Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, and the program is simulcast on Sirius FM in the East End as well as on Radio Al Ansar. We commence by welcoming Mufti Sahib onto the program. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh, Jazakallah Khairan for joining us once again.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum afizwadi. Jazakallahu khairan.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, what are the virtues of Surah number 67, Suratul Mulk, and is there a response after reading the last ayah, ayah number 30 of Surah Mulk as well?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before I respond to that, I must make these few announcements. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I left Newcastle today about 10:15, 10:20, and I arrived home here 5 minutes ago. We read Zohar Salat there in Heidelberg, and mashallah, we live on air to you from our studios in Lanesia. Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. Wonderful, wonderful trip. And we went from here to Freyhead, Hafiz Anwar Pochi, and myself. He's my student from Niger. Allah Jalla Wala reward him, reward his family and his beloved mother who's 90 years old. And in Freyhead, the Katrada family, Hazrat Mawana Ismail Katrada, Rahimahullah, his sons, Muhammad Sihullah, Mawana Fasihullah, and you know, Mawlana Ahmed and Hafiz Sali and all of them and their honorable mother. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wonderful Jalsa program there. Then from there we went, mashallah, to Denhauser, and there we had a program also, Hif Jalsa there. Allah Jalla Wala reward all the Kotwal family, Wahid family. Their children became Hafiz. The Mawlana Harun is there. Allah reward him. And the people who was guest I was, they were the host. I was Zahir and his parents, mashallah. That is Haji Musa, Haji and his wife and family. Allah Jalla Wala reward them. Then from there, mashallah, Thursday night after Isha, we went to Dundee. Hafiz Salim Dokrat, Hafiz Luqman, his son, mashallah. And wonderful, wonderful time there as well. We had a program after Fajr and for Jummah. And then I came back this side to Newcastle. And after Asr, I left from there. First stop, we went to the graveyard. Spent 20 years in Newcastle, so many people we knew. So we went to make dua for all of them, especially our Mawlana Qasim Sema, rahimahullah. Then went to Hafiz Yusuf Kala's place, mashallah. And had some tea and what have you. And I had a program after Maghrib, that is Friday night, and mashallah in Masjid Siddiq in Paradise. And Saturday, yesterday, it was the Khatam of Riyadu Salihin, and that was the Sheikh Sir Khalilur Rahman Sajjad Nu'mani. And then I had to translate, and he made dua, wonderful program. And then last night, yesterday after Asr, was the Khatmul Quran of the students and the Qurra, the Qaris. And at night he lectured after Maghrib on the greatness, glory of the noble Quran. And we just summarized it. There was load shedding. And I must place on record my sincerest thanks to MP Muhammad Parag there in Newcastle, his beloved son Suleiman. And they were my host there. They went out of their way. Allah Jalla Wala reward them. And all all at Darulum, mashallah, Mona Ismail Aku, Maulana Muhammad Aku, Hafiz Yusuf Kala, and the entire team. And then today I just was there for about 1 hour, introduced the speakers, and then we left. So you can see what a hectic time it is. So Allah Jalla Wala accept all the jalsas. Allah Ta'ala make us a means of hidayat for humanity and posterity.
Amen.
Okay, regarding Surah 67, these are the few issues you should know. We are now in the holidays, so let us make the holidays holy days. Every one of us, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith mubarak, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. It is my heart's desire, ardent desire, strong desire, every Muslim male, female, adult and child should by heart and memorize the Surah chapter 67, Surah Mulk, comprising 30 verses. So come, my brothers, 1 month, every day you learn one ayat, we can do that. Tomorrow you will wake up with the Hufaz, with the Hafiz, inshallah. And the hadith of Tabarak al-Ladhi, Surah Mulk, is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim. And similarly, the same words are used for Surah Yasin, chapter 36, and remember 83 verses. So every day, 2-3 ayats, you can learn Surah Yasin. Also, use your leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Habib, and the hadith of Yasin is mentioned in Musnad al-Bazzar. And thereafter, remember, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam authentic hadith, that a person who reads Surah Tabarak, then the Surah will intercede for him. Inna fil Qur'ani suratan, there is a Surah, salasuna ayatan, it comprises 30 verses, and when you read it, it will intercede for you. Go open Mustada Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif, various compilations on the fadail, on the virtues of the noble Qur'an, you will find it there. The last verse, verse number 30 of Surah 67, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ يُوْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ وَمُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Ask them, أَرَأَيْتُمْ, that what have you seen? أَخْبِرْنِي, inform me. إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ غَوْرًا, if in the morning and your water goes underground and is finished, now it doesn't come back, فَمَنْ يَعْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ, then who will bring this water for you? So you'll say, nobody else. Illa anta ya Rab. There's no one except you to bring this water for us. We see so many countries are experiencing drought and so forth. So when there's drought in a place, then you say, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna. Oh, beloved Allah, you send your rain upon us.
Mufti Sahib, was Ummi Kulsum radiallahu anha the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 3 sons. Qasib, that was the first son, and then Abdullah, and he was known as Tayyib and Tahir, that were his titles. And then in the latter portion of the Master alayhi salatu salam's honorable life and Sira Mubaraka, Ibrahim, so for all of them we say radiallahu anhum, all the children were born to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, except Ibrahim. His honorable mother is Sayyida Maria Qibtiya radiallahu ta'ala anha. And when you look at the daughters, 4 daughters, all from Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. First Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha, then Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha, and then Sayyida Umme Kulsum radiallahu anha, and then Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Remember again a lesson for all of us. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask of you nothing, but you must love my kith and my kin. Remember the name Mawadda. Mawadda means love. And we must show the true love for the family, the Ahlul Bayt of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Ahlul Bayt, first and foremost, are the wives, honorable wives, the children, the grandchildren, and then everybody else is included. So we must be be very, very clear on all these issues here. And if you want a reference of that verse there, قُلَّا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى Surah chapter 42 and verse number 23. And a beautiful, wonderful hadith in Tabarani. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلِّمُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ صَلَاثَ خِلَال Teach your children, grandchildren, three qualities. حُبِّ نَبِيِّكُمْ And that is, teach them to love the Master, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And وَحُبِّ أَهَلِ الْبَيْتِ They must love the household, the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam, the honorable children, the grandchildren, all of them are included. So they the أَهَلُ الْبَيْتِ And وَحُبِّ تِلَاوَةِ Quran and to love the recitation of the noble Quran. So the hadith in Tabarani, so O parents, use this leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah instead of wasting time with the World Cup and all these haram activities, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Tiger Hood, all these are satanic activities and has no place in Islam.
Mufti Sahib, what is the latest from Palestine and from Al-Aqsa, and what can we, the Muslims from South Africa, do?
You all are aware that a terrorist, according to Israeli law, he's a terrorist. Itamar Ben-Gvir has been made a minister, part of the cabinet and so forth. And this harami, one Zionist, murdered, cold-bloodedly, remember, a Palestinian. So, now he said that he did a wonderful job. They gave him a hero's welcome and so forth for that person who shot the Palestinian. So when we say one settler, one bullet will settle many issues, this is the reason. You steal our land, you steal our mosque, you steal our gardens, our orchards, you steal everything, you haramis, you cursed nation of Jutlas, and then you tell us you want peace. So remember Gideon Levy, he said himself, he wrote in the newspaper that remember all of us are settlers, but we don't say every Jew, we will say those Jews who are, remember, operating against the people of Palestine, and they kick them out, expel them from their homes, and they steal our land. They are legitimate target Islamically. So remember that the biggest traitors in all this are the Arab countries, Saudi Arabia, Murtad bin Shaitan, and remember those who follow him, the Emirati government and those who follow MBZ, the Bahrain government and the king, and Morocco government and the king, and then Egypt, they also, the government Murtads there, absolutely, and Jordan, traitors and Murtads to Islam, bootlicking the Americans and bootlicking the Israelis. We need a Putin in the Muslim countries. We need a Putin in the Arab countries. See Putin, say, come, I'll show you what I will do. And he took the whole of Ukraine to pieces. And remember, every time they fix up certain lights and energy, same time, night time, next day, he bombs them to pieces. And remember, taking on the whole of Europe. Go read your latest news and see. France is going to experience blackouts, Britain will experience blackouts, and Germany was already experiencing blackouts in certain places. So remember, it's their winter months and so forth. So therefore, we must make dua, Allah Jalla Wala, protect the Haramain Sharifain and destroy the Ahle Saud, who are today Ahle Saud, we speak, who agree with MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. Allahumma ahlik Ahle Saud, kama ahlak they know what it means. And remember that we should make special dua daily for Aqsa al-Mubarak. There in the Jalsa in Newcastle, mashallah, there was a Palestinian student. He completed his hifz, he completed his qiraat course, he completed his alim course. So mashallah that they took his name 2-3 times and said, brother, see, from Palestine the brother came to study, and now today he's graduating, and his beloved parents can't come, he can't go there easily, but Almighty Allah selects whosoever he wants to. So in that way there, that we can do 5 things for Palestine if you're really serious. If I put a Jutla in South Africa and I put a Muslim and discuss Palestine, the Jew will beat the Muslim. Muslim only know emotional discussion. If you go on academic discussion, the Jew will beat them. Why? Because 80% of the 90% of the Jews, they read and so forth. And the Muslim, 90% don't read. Quran said, Iqra. The Muslim said, La Aqra. I will not read. We just make emotional statements, but we can't win the man in his argument. So you must remember that's hopeless, useless on behalf of the Ummah. Generally it is like that. Regarding Islam, regarding Quran, regarding Sunnah, regarding Fiqh, and regarding Tariq, history, right through, across the spectrum. So start reading. You got 5 weeks, 6 weeks, holiday, whatever time you got. There are so many books written on Palestine. And you start reading it in Arabic, in Urdu, in English. Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya, Hawla Qadiyatil Falastiniyya is the best book in Arabic. And remember the key to world peace. And that is by the Council of Europe. So read that book there. Jerusalem, the key to world peace. And thereafter in Urdu, so many ulama and scholars have written books. Hazrat Awlana Abul Hassan al-Nadwi, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu also wrote, and so many others. So you should read all this here. Number one. Number two, that people are going. So remember, give them zakat money, sadqa money, lillah money, and they can empower our Palestinians. You can see what the jutlas are doing to them. And the time is coming near when every jutla will have to run if he wants to continue with this policy. Allah gave Jerusalem, Palestine to the Christians, the Crusaders, for 88 years, from 1099 to 1187. The jutlas are there 75 years, and now inshallah it will be passed. The Nakba, the catastrophe there at United Nations, inshallah. The tide is turning against them. They also know it. And Benjamin Netanyahu is making deals with the right wing and with the rabbis, and he just wants to stay out of jail, and he knows his time is up. If he cannot form a government, another government comes, he will be behind bars in prison. And that's where he belongs, the war criminal. A whole lot of them are war criminals. Lapid and Bennett and a whole lot of them, remember. So number one, read. Number two, send some material support, financial support. Number three is this, that if you go there, then fasten ihram from there for Umrah and for Hajj or whatever. Umrah rather, obviously nowadays. Manna halla bi hajjatin aw umratin min al-Masjid al-Aqsa, Abu Dawood hadith, then Almighty Allah will forgive your previous sins, your future sins, and wa wajabat lahu al-Jannah, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi wa ma ta'akhir, wa wajabat lahu al-Jannah, and inshallah the person will be deserving with the mercy of Allah to enter Jannah. Next one, if you don't want to, then whenever you go to the Masjid, say ya Allah, this is the dua, Masjid al-Aqsa. من أتى هذا البيت لا يريد إلا صلاة فيه خرج من ذنوبه كيوم ولدته أمه. The dua of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, when we go to Aqsa al-Mubarak with no hidden agenda, ulterior motive, then remember that Allah cleanses us and purifies us like the day our biological mother gave birth to us. And the last one, make dua for the jutlas. Ya Allah, guide them and bring them to the truth. And if there's no guidance, you punish them in such a manner, ya Allah, that how you punish them that time. وَجَعَلَ مِنُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. Some of the jutlas Allah made into swines and pigs, and some of them into monkeys and so. Then you punish them that way for the aggression, the apartheid, the terrorism, the occupation that's taking place. They are just worse than the Nazis if you look. And remember, 75 years occupation. So what you call that? So there's a lady who speaks from there, from Ireland. George Galloway speaks. Go listen to all these people and see that what great points they bring up. And the world today can realize that this whole thing of Israel is just to destabilize the Muslim and Arab countries. And America and Britain, Germany, all of them, France, all of them are to blame for this. They must be, they are culpable, and they are accomplice to this crime as well.
Mufti Sahib, majority of the Ummah recites the Qur'an al-Kareem with no understanding and makes no effort in understanding it. What is Mufti Sahib's comment on this?
Last night, the Sheikh Khalilur Rahman Sajjad Nomani spoke of this very thing. He says that today we took the Qur'an Sharif just for sawab. And what is the message of the Qur'an? What is Allah Ta'ala telling us? He says if you go to any country and then you drive on the wrong side or you violate the law, can you tell the police officer there or the authority there, no, I was ignorant of the law, I didn't know. Will they really accept it? No. So remember, we're not saying you must become a Mawlana and an Alim and a Sheikh and Imam and Mufti. Nobody's saying that. But the basics, I ask you a simple question. We're reading Surah Fatiha daily. How many of us even know the meaning of Surah Fatiha? Simple question. So remember that the meaning of Quran is very important that we understand at least the basics, because Quran Sharif was, is, will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and is a book Hudal lin Nas, not only for the Arabs, not only for the Muslims, but for humanity. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun. Allah Ta'ala revealed this Mubarak book for you, blessed book for you. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِ. So you wonder, ponder and reflect in the verses of the Noble Quran. وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And people of intelligence should take heed and admonishment. So this is our weakness. Remember this. See, I give you 2-3 examples. Number one. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, I became Hafiz by Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, my beloved honorable Ustad. We finished in 1970. 74 we went. The Ustad used to speak, the teacher, in Urdu. The books that we were using in Farsi. I even asked them afterwards, I mean, what a crazy system that is. And the subject we are learning is Arabic. Now you can understand. Therefore, so many students just got frustrated and fed up and they left, you know. But Allah's fazl comes, Allah's mercy, the wasila, barakah, O Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our beloved parents du'as, our families du'as, asatiza teachers du'as, and we carried on. So today, alhamdulillah, 20 years, 20 plus years, we translate in the khutbah every week from Makkah and so forth. And today, what the non-Arabs are doing, for the Quran's khidmah, for the Hadith's khidmah, and that is much, much more compared to the Arabs. And if you think I'm talking from my thumb, go and read what Allama Rashid Rida wrote in Miftahu Kunuzi Sunnah, the book that is a concordance on the Hadith by Fuad Abdul Baqi, and Rashid Rida wrote the introduction. He said, Lola Ikhwanuna min al Hind, if it was not for our brothers, the ulama in India, that time there was no India, Pakistan, it was one country, India. So if it was not for the ulama and the muhaddisin and the scholars of India, we the Arab ulama, we neglected the hadith finish. We didn't even pay attention to it. We indebted to the Indian ulama, Shah Waliullah, Rahimahullah, his sons and all of them and so forth and so on. So there you have it from the horse's mouth. Next one, that everyone, remember, should be learning the Arabic language. You're not going to become a person that's going to understand Quran. No, for Quran, you need a teacher. Quran says that. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a teacher, the greatest teacher for all times, all places. Yes, Surah 62, chapter 62, verse 2. Yatulu alayhim ayatihi, recite the Quran Sharif for them. They were Arabs, majority of them. But they still needed a teacher how to recite the Quran Sharif correctly. Will you zakihim, purify them externally, internally. Externally from kufr and shirk, from blasphemy and polytheism and idol worship. And third one, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. Teach them the import and the meaning. What is the meaning of this word, that verse? وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And teach them the sunnah mubarakah. So these are the functions of the master. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّمَا بُئِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا. I was sent as a teacher. So the basics, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ وَحَدٌ. So what is the message there? the message of Tawheed. We all should know that. So these basic ayats and so forth, that's what every Muslim should know. What is the direct message of Almighty Allah to every Muslim and Muslimah? So 100% we agree with this. Today, by and large, the Ummah has neglected the Quran. And when a nation and a generation does that, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, who turns away from my reminder, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, I will make their worldly life, yeah, and their livelihood, everything, horrible, terrible, and so forth. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى, and remember that Allah will resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah. How blind! That person will say, قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا, and ya Allah, that I could see in this world, why am I blind now? Allah will say, take lesson, O Ummah, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International and Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيْتَهَا, my verses came to you, O Muslim, you neglected it, you abandoned it, and you forgot it. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى, so today you also are abandoned and neglected. Allah never ever forgets. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا, chapter 20 and verses 124, 125, 126. And another person I must thank is Dr. Faisal Muhammad, mashallah, that whenever I go to Newcastle once a year or so, I have to pay him a big visit because he's my special, special optometrist. In the olden days, they used to tell us optician, but now I think they're getting more degrees, so there's more words also there. There's no optician, optometrist, and I don't know what and what, but jazakallahu khairan. So that is where we stand. Remember this, each one of us, every day, kiss the Quran, open it. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, before opening the Quran Sharif, is to kiss it and say, Hada dusturu Rabbi, this is the constitution of my beloved Allah Jalla wa'ala. You know, you like stories. I give you one story. So many people in Newcastle, I spent 20 wonderful years, please come back. Some of them cry also, you know. So I say, but I am there. Before I used to teach you, but now I'm right in your bedroom and you listen to me there in your houses, right inside there. So in the muhabbat, Allah Ta'ala, keep it up. Allah grant us all ikhlas, sincerity. Allah grant us istiqamat and steadfastness. Allah Ta'ala grant us qabooliyat and then, you know, acceptance in His court. Become the lover of Quran, become the lover of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the sunnah of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. See what Allah will do. Allah will bring dunya at your feet. Remember that. You buy the cow, the milk comes free of charge. Always remember that.
Mufti Sahib, with the political instability in the country, would Mufti Sahib advise the Imams to start reciting the Qunut in the Fajr Salah?
100%, we told them so many times, Jazahumullahu khairan, the Imams who are doing it, Allah Ta'ala reward you. Those who are not doing it, you see, if you study American politics, American politicians and people, the actors, you know. So we had the Nixon gate, then we had the Clinton gate, and then you have the Obama gate, and now you got the Biden gate. Lot of things coming out. Biden and his son Hunter is hunting away with the prostitutes and so forth. Everything for the public to see how humiliated, disgraced they are. But if you have no shame, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحْيِ فَاسْنَا مَعَشِيْتِ, when you don't have shame and modesty, then you will do as you please. Go open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmed, you will find all these type of ahadis. Our country, now let us speak politics a little bit. I am a young boy, I grew up in an African location, and I know what is apartheid. When I used to see the boards there, and I used to wonder that how could they ever treat us like this? No dogs and no non-whites allowed. We can't just expunge that and throw that out of our mind. Hey, you coolie, khan nadi coolie dog too. The other key, we can't even use the word. So you must remember, for asking Indians, they would say, today I entered Heidelberg, so I just looked, there was our shop, there was our house, there is this. Then I looked the other side, then I can see the old shop and the old house and what have you, if I take the other road and so forth. So you must remember, these are memories that I would ask. Apartheid was a crime against, remember, humanity. There's no question about that. But 94 came, and what happened? Freedom, freedom, and ANC will win, and they won, and they will win, because masses are asses. So you must remember, that is democracy for you. I told you 1,000 times, me, I never ever voted, and will never vote, and you can tell whoever you want to. So you must remember, now you got the Ramaphosa Gate, or must we call it the Palapala Gate, or must we call it the Madras Gate, you understood, because everything's stashed away. But you see, when Zuma was in trouble, they were the same people that they stood with him and said, no, let's stay. But they themselves got fed up and so forth. Now, if you look at today's news, they say, no, we will stand with our leader. So I sent out one cartoon. One other brother sent it to me. All rotten at apples there. So we have to choose one leader from the rotten apples. That is the reality. Corruption, crime, criminality, cadre deployment is even worse than apartheid. Apartheid, you must remember, this Boer, this white man, the Afrikaner, Broeder Bond, they were looking after the Afrikaner, the Arame Burkies. What you call them? The Arame Burkies. They used to make for them houses. These guys had no very good education. They used to give them jobs in the railway stations. I know opposite our house all this used to happen. So you must remember this. But yeah, they steal and became billionaires, the elite, the top guys, you see. And what happens to the man in the street? Joe the plumber, Joe the carpenter, Joe the electrician. They suffering, remember that. So your crime is against majority of the people. Their condition was bad in apartheid, but now it became even worse. So that is, if you look at it independently, and not with a jaundiced eye. ANC are a disaster for this country. You must remember that. Yes, you're getting some tenders, and you're making some deals with them. That's your business. But if you're asking people who are on the street, you must remember this. So we must pray for our country. Pray for them also. Allah Ta'ala grant them the tawfiq. A person can change overnight and become a waliullah. But as things stand, we all should be. You don't see now Muslims, how we are fighting everywhere. And it's gone viral. Who's right, who's wrong? Me, I don't know. But I see the Mulanas also busy. First round, second round, boxing, and what is going on? Allah protect us, Allah protect us, and this can lead to very bad things. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ So remember this, we request all the imams, not only of South Africa, of the whole world, wherever they are Muslims, remember some way or the other, they are sitting ducks, remember that. In the Arab countries, Muslim countries, you want to speak about Islam, you want to preach Islam, they'll put you in jail. Tabligh Jamaat is bad. In most Arab countries and so forth. The best Jamaat in the world, remember, in the past 100 years, is Tabligh Jamaat. Whether you admit, don't admit, is your business. I'm telling you, because I travel so much in the world, and I saw much more than 90%, 80% of the world. So remember what people see. So I saw what they did. And now the message came in February, inshallah, if I got my dates right, 10, 11, 12, Ijtima will take place here in Azadwal. And then in June 16, 17, 18, in Newlands Day in Durban, and Cape Town also, it will take place, I think, here this Christmas weekend, I think so. So all this is going on. So remember, not only South Africa, all the imams, whether you're in New York or you Timbuktu, everybody should be reading the Qunut and Nazila, because the musibats are getting more and more, whether it be Palestine, Syria, Burma, and Iran, the Kuffar Shias. Do you see what they are doing to the people? See what they're doing to their own people. You think they're going to bother about our Sunnis? So remember that they'll go to Zaidan and just shoot some people. It happened already. So these are the challenges we are facing. And the people cannot even say that the Shias are kuffar. So such people, we consider them traitors to Islam.
Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Sahib. That brings us to the end of the first part of this afternoon's Q&A program. Remember, the Q&A is right until 4 o'clock this afternoon, brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.